What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Jester and Big O are back in the house. What's up, man? How are you doing?
What's going on, man? Just another day, another dollar. A lot of pain in hell, right?
Right. It's time to hear all about it, because there's been a lot going on since the last time we got together. And I know we usually don't do current affair episodes in a row, but man, when there's this much fucking fodder, oh hell no, we're not passing up on that.
Hey, look at death, it's coming right at you,
right? And so I have something to bitch about, but I'm gonna hold that for later on in the show. I'm gonna get a couple more of these, and then we'll really get to it. But other bad shit going on in the world besides me bitching. A lot of people dying, celebrities, and a lot of them fucking, they're dropping like flies, folks. It's been in the last, 3-4 months?
Yeah.
How many of them have gone?
Well, we got on our list about 9, and, we've been jumping back and forth here, so apologies on that. But, yeah, to say the least, man, there's been a lot of people that we've grown up with, whether it be, sitcoms, TV, movies, whatnot, that have just been falling off of the wayside. It's crazy, man.
Oh, it totally has been. And I'm like, damn, another one died? Holy shit. And, athletes, like Jacoby Jones died. Return specialist, cause of death as of the last couple of weeks. They still don't know, but, he was only like 40, and they said he died in his sleep, so... But I was like, holy shit.
Wait a minute. Where's Tia Tequila? Was she part of this too?
Right away, the folks on Reddit are like, it was fentanyl. Like fucking every news outlet is still saying, yeah, the cause of death has not been released.
And let it be known, we're having a good laugh on their behalf, and it's not to diminish what they were or who they were. But you got to look at the bright side of this, because this is just, this is some deep shit, right? 6 feet under type D shit. We got to laugh about something.
Right? Real low-hanging fruit.
Your girl, Shannon Doherty, man, she finally bit the big one, too. I mean,
Brenda.
I mean, she was at 90210 for how long? I mean, oh, my God. How come you don't remember her?
I remember her from the fucking Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. I'm like, Brenda? She's like, dick.
Yep. I remember that shit. That was some funny crap, man. But she's been in quite a few shows since then, and she wasn't really on the wayside much. She was on the back burner of a lot of things, but I tell you what, her name kept, fodder for Hollywood for a while.
Yeah, she was like that character that everybody loved to hate for a minute.
Yep.
And I think that helped her blow up. She seemed like she didn't give a fuck.
No, she didn't. But, that's what I really, when I was a teenager, it was 90210. And so I went through the phase of high school with her, even though she was, 18, 19 years old playing a high school student, which, I mean, stands to reason nowadays for all these new gen kids that can't graduate.
Some of them were like close to the age of high school, but they were all out of high. They were all older than 18.
Yeah.
So
how old was Perry? What's his name? God, how old is he? I think he was like 28, 29 or something like that.
Yeah, like somewhere between 27 and 29, some shit like that. And then there was that other one, the chick with the glasses that was way older, and they like lied, and then like it came out, and then once they found out how old she really was, then all of a sudden she got written off the show.
The nerd, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that was in that cult that was bringing in all the other girls. Yeah. Totally forgot about that, and I didn't even look it up. So, I mean, I'm going off of my brain power here, and I don't even remember her name. But, yeah, she was part of that cult bringing in girls for that dude to F, right? And they got branded, tattooed and whatnot to be part of his in-house sex loves,
Yeah, Tiger King was fucking awesome, wasn't it?
Which brings us into our next celeb, Richard Simmons, man. He died.
Oof.
Yeah, he was working out for the oldies in the 80s, and he turned 80-something and finally kicked the bucket. I mean, jeez.
What did he die of?
Coronary disease? I don't know, something. He was fat when he was younger. He was huge. He lost a lot of weight, and he did the self-help exercise videos. He was one of the gurus in the beginning. You know, there was a handful of people before Jay Fonda, and Richard Simmons was always a part of that, sweating to the oldies and whatnot. I remember. And you could hate him as much as you want. You could talk bad about this person as much as you want, but hey, he really lost a lot of weight. He got himself in shape, and he was part of Hollywood for decades. This man was, you know, self-proclaimed weight loss guru, and he went from nothing to something, and you know, he created a lifestyle for himself.
And we talked about that a little while back, that Pauly Shore was going to be playing him in a biopic.
I remember that, yeah. Hey, buddy, you want to lose some weight?
Exactly. Hopefully they release it, because, like, I don't know, as dumb as it'll be to see Pauly Shore on screen again. Pretty sure that
Wow, man.
I'm pretty sure that that flick will be really interesting. There was a number of family members that I remember having those like tapes back in the day.
Right. You know, and then even when you look back on it, even Olivia Newton-John, her single Let's Get Physical was almost an homage to Richard Simmons' workout videos, because you know she's working out with fat people that then turn into big hunky guys that were working out that turned out to be gay but didn't want nothing to do with her.
Turned out to be they came in that way.
Yikes. Yeah, so Richard Simmons, he, you know, God bless his soul, God rest his soul. And then Bob Newhart died, man.
Damn.
I loved Newhart. He was so dry. He was dry as, I don't know, soaked out kimchi cabbage. I don't know. That guy was dry humor, but he was funny as hell and just a great actor, man.
How old was he? I thought he died a long time ago.
I don't know. I think he made a deal with the devil, so to speak.
Jeez.
Yeah,
And
but go ahead.
like a Jagger and Richard still alive and kicking. That's wow.
Yeah, you know, they found some a Neanderthal in, you know, the somewhere up north with that was unfrozen finally with all this weather change. Ooh, watch out, climate people. Anyway, they saw a tattoo on this Neanderthal and said Keith Richards was here. Go figure, right?
Right. Wow.
But yeah, Bob Newhart show, all that good stuff. You know, my brother Daryl, you know, that was the greatest. I love that shit growing up. And then we talked about Jacoby Jones. Yeah, he passed as well. I mean, God dang, what's going on, right?
Dropping like flies. I mean, it's I like it in threes, but it was like in constant threes over the last like 3 months. I'm like 4 months.
Right.
I'm like, whoa. I'm
It's
like,
crazy. And then
it's
the great Bill Walton, he
like, oh
died. He
man.
was not on the court, so to speak, but he passed too.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and that I was like, when I heard about that one, I was like, oh man, that sucks. And
Yeah.
like I went back and watched some old NBA footage, and I was like, damn. But
He was an asshole, right? Like you said.
on the court, he was like, that guy was an animal. And I was like waiting for his kid to be the same way, and he totally wasn't. I was like,
And
god damn.
maybe if I do some scrunchies on this man here, I'll show him a lesson or two because I'm white. You know, on Netflix, they have a documentary about Bill Walton and his career and everything. And I watched it. It's a great career. I love watching sports documentaries. And Bill Walton was a good person, was very endearing to his family, and a great basketball player. So, you know, these jokes, they're just light jokes. He was a great person, you know. May God rest his soul and everything. Moving on, who else do we have? Oh, John Wachowski, the drummer and one of the founding members of Stain, passed on too, and he was in his 50s,
Ooh,
maybe 60s, somewhere in
musician. I'm gonna say drugs.
there. Well, I didn't look that one up, but my gosh, man, born in 53, so 83 is 33, 30. God, no, he was in his 60s. Yeah, he's pushing a good 65, somewhere around there. Fuck's sakes, man. Where are these people going?
It's well, it's been a while since that fucking song dropped, and I unfortunately heard it on one of the oldie stations out here. I was not happy about that, but it is what it is what I'm like. And then
Oh.
it couldn't have been any more perfect because the next song that came on after that was Say It Ain't So, and I'm like, yep.
Yep.
Couldn't have scripted this one.
Yep. I'm gonna be 80 years old listening to fucking hard rock music, punk rock 80s. I remember the times when music was good.
I'm already saying that
Bunch of goddamn pendejos.
Again, already saying that
Yeah, music's gonna be so much different when we grow into our 80s. On that note, Dabney Coleman died. The great Dabney Coleman from working from 9 to 5 with Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda, and what's her other face? I can't remember her name right now. I'm sorry, I'm going off my brain cells.
That's more than I remember about her.
Lily Tomlin, that's who it is. Sorry, Lily, if you're watching this, I apologize because you know Lily Tomlin was a good podcast. Yeah, but Dabney Coleman died, and I remember him in so many movies. That man, he was the now I can't remember the actor's name, but Peck from Ghostbusters. He was the guy you love to hate all the time in those movies. War Games, 9 to 5. There was a movie where he did with the boy. It was called Cloak and Dagger. It was based off an Atari game. That was a fun movie. I loved that as a kid growing up. This was just a great actor, and from what I heard from a lot of people talking about him and his personal life, just a great person. Jeez, man. And then go ahead.
I was gonna say that there was another, well, I mean, there are like probably a lot of actors, but another one from like that time era too, probably on there. Go for it.
I was just gonna say, yeah, Donald Sutherland.
Yeah, him.
Donald Sutherland, my God, man, that's a mainstay. He was in MASH, right? What movie? Oh, he was in Animal House. This is what I was going to talk to. He was in Animal House, right? He just walked in and got a part on Animal House as a teacher. He was butt naked at the sink, butt ass naked with his ass cheeks a showing, and he did that on his own. That was totally improvised. They didn't ask him to do it. It wasn't part of the script. He's just showing his butt cheeks to the wind, man. That man was funny as hell. I just loved him. And one of the movies that really set my head. Now, keep in mind, I research a lot of this stuff online as we're doing the show and also before the show. But I remember a lot about these actors because I'm a not an aficionado, but a really good movie rememberer. Let's just say that. And the one thing that Donald Sutherland sticks in my head was Invasion of the Body Snatchers. That movie was just, oh my God, that pug with the human face running around just scares the living shit out of me.
Makes
But
me think of BoJack Horseman.
yeah, exactly. And then The Hunger Games, obviously, recently, more recently. There was another movie he did even more recently, and I can't think of the name of it, but he's been in quite a bit. I mean, he was a mainstay. He didn't sit on the sidelines. He was actually doing it. And let's just say goodbye to Popo for us. Hello. Prost for Beerfest. Bye, Popo. I'll leave that on for a little while so you can see Popo, over here. There he is, right there. But yeah, Donald Sutherland, man, he's one of those guys where he just does, he's not one of those action actors. He's not one of those that just goes right out and does it. It's in his face, it's in his body language, it's in his inflections of words. And he was just a great actor, I think,
Absolutely. Like again, so like tons and tons of movies and shows and all that, you know, like he was a character actor, he was a type actor. Like
Yeah.
there are
So,
multiple action movies with him in it, like and him just like being the bad guy.
speaking of action movies, who are we going to talk about again next? Bullet, ear.
Oh
Oh,
shit.
you're right.
See, motherfucker, that's how you do it.
Black Hawk down. Black Hawk down.
And the one Secret Service agent that was hiding behind the other
Wait a minute, that was a body shield, right?
two. Yeah, she was shielding his ass cheeks or something, I don't know.
I heard that there was some FBI agents in the building right below the shooter. Actually, no, that's not true. But they were in close proximity and could see, observe the roof of where the shooter was. So that was very close, I guess.
Somebody didn't do their fucking job.
No, but when that bullet whizzed past, he held his hand up triumphantly and said, "That was a magic bullet. It was a wonderful bullet. Missed my ear. It almost got my head. It was almost a Kennedy assassination attempt, but it was not. It was not the bullet's fault. Blame the man behind the bullet. It was not the bullet."
Like Chris Rock said, if a bullet costs $50,000, there'll be a lot less accidental shootings. Showing up, I believe you have my property.
Oh, recovery, huh? Yes, sir. That is absolutely right. That was a close call, I'll tell you what. Missed it by that much.
They gotta stop letting people with the last name Booth attend rallies like that.
It's still going down the bloodline? Is that what it is?
He failed too, keeping up with the family tradition, I suppose.
Well, I think he was bird hunting and the bird just kind of flew too close to Trump by accident. That's all
Whoa. Oh, sorry, this isn't the skeet shooting ring. Sorry, my bad.
Wait a minute. I represent Enron. Was fucking crazy, man. That bullet just grazed his ear and he got it, walked away all the much better. And then they shoot him in the head because they didn't want everybody to know that it was just an act to try to get him into the presidential bid again.
It's I'm when I saw it, I'm like, okay, well, I guess he wins.
I don't know, Kamala Harris.
Oh man, I saw some like it was hilarious. It was anti-Harris and it said Kamala Harris is dangerous and blah blah blah. And I'm like, she should just change her middle name to Danger and and run with it. Kamala Danger Harris. Danger is my
It'd be
middle
like the Michael Keaton movie, Johnny Dangerously.
name. Austin Powers, no, my middle
His
name
name is Danger.
is
Oh my gosh. And I've been seeing the pictures. Now, when you see this picture, you're wondering, is it really real with Montel Jordan with the side chick, Kamala Harris? Back in the 80s or 90s or something like that. I was like, it's got to be fake, but is it?
And the new issue that they're on is the fucking Trump. Is she Indian or is she black? I was like, oh man.
Gives a fuck. Every politician hates you. They are not your friend. They don't care if you gave them money. They don't want to know you. They don't want to get to know you. They don't want to make your life better. Democrats will fuck you just like the Republicans. They switch sides. They're a bad WWE show. They're not my friends, as Bill Watson would say.
It reminded me of a League of Their Own. Somebody just needs to walk up to him and go, Donald, if we paid you a little bit more, could you be a little more racist?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
It's the funniest thing because, and don't get me wrong, there was a time in my younger life that I was a Republican or pro-Republican. Yeah, I can't even fucking say the goddamn word. And I was veered off to one side, but it really dawned on me shortly after that that nobody really fucking cares about you except for you and your family. So fuck everybody else. Do what's good for the community and your standards and live your life and don't worry about these goddamn politicians unless they're fucking our lives off, which they have been doing for the past 30 years, 40 years.
See, and all those people that say that there's no reason to spark up, yeah, there totally is. All just hearing that shit makes me want to spark up, but at least I can because
Yeah.
I'm not in Romania, unlike Wiz Khalifa, who got busted for smoking on stage during one of his concerts in Romania. And it's like, come on, dude, nobody in your entourage could have told you, hey, it's not fucking you, it's not legal here. You wanted to fucking test that fucking Russia shit all over again. The fucking what's her name? Brittany fucking Griner.
Listen here, Wiz Khalifa. This is Brady Grant right here. I just want to tell you, you're not supposed to be smoking the dough when you're on the Eastern European countries, especially close to Romania and then Russia, because they will fuck you good.
Took him straight to the police station and took him straight to the airport, threw him on a plane to get the fuck out.
Wait a minute. They didn't get him from impaling people on posts outside of castles? They got him from drugs?
So yeah, like I he smoked on stage, which you can't even have. And then when they fucking searched their shit, there was like a few ounces of fucking herb, and you're not allowed any. So he was like 3 ounces over the legal limit. And then he said, like, you know, he didn't know, and they're like, nobody, seriously, nobody on your staff could have like researched a little bit before you came over here.
Listen here, Wish. You got to put them in a repository and put them all join us.
It reminded me of that fucking Saturday Night Live skit, really, with Seth and Amy, and they were like roasting Michael Vick for the same thing. He like flew into the Miami airport with fucking weed, and he hid it in a bottle of water, which at the time was also not allowed on a plane. And so there was a bunch of fucking, like, one of the standout ones that I remember was, if you like weed, you should keep some at your house. And the other one was like, you didn't think they were going to check for drugs at the airport in Miami? Really?
Well, it was Michael Vick, you said, right? Why didn't he just have his dog, you know, put up his butt so he could pull it out later?
He would have had a better luck sneaking the weed on the plane in the barrel of a gun or in the mouth of a bald eagle. It just, so yeah, I mean, it's kind of mind blowing. Like, again, like, I really like weed, but I'm not gonna go fucking smoke it in a country where it's super illegal and like they don't put up with that shit. I'm like, nope, no thank you.
Well, I mean, even so, wouldn't you just call up the prime minister of the country going to, hey, yo, this is so-and-so, you don't know me, I'm from the United States, can I smoke weed there?
I got permission in advance.
Yeah, just have a card-carrying membership from the consulate of the country that you're going to. Show it, like Brittany Griner should have. Listen, here, I got a card. It says I can smoke weed anywhere. You got to let me in the country so I can smoke my weed in your wonderful Providence.
It's for religious purposes.
I haven't heard that one in a while.
There was a dispensary that was a church, right? And there was like in the lobby, that's where they had like services,
church services.
And it wasn't, you weren't buying anything, you were making a donation to the church,
of course.
And it was like, they said it was like a Rastafarian church. I'm like, no, the fuck, this is not. This is a trap house. Like, it's like, the fucking back door is where, in case the fucking cops show up through the front, which did happen while I was in there. And had I not handed the guy, like, had I waited like 30 seconds, I could have grabbed the fucking shit off the counter and like not had to pay, because the fucking, some dude walks in, says the sheriffs are here, go out the back door, hurry up. And so they unlock the back door and everybody starts fucking going out. But I had, like, just before that guy walked in and said it, like, I was handing the guy the money, and I'm like, and so he said it, I was like, fuck, picked up my shit and ran out the door. So
that's when you grab everything off of the table, including the money, and hide in one of the pews somewhere, you know, close the door and just wait for it to ride out.
Yeah, the dude, oh, and the dude that fucking I handed the money to, he fucking put that shit in the register. He fucking put it in his pocket and bailed. Ah. I was all, motherfucker.
Oh, man. That totally sucks. Yeah, if you go into the back room, you'll win your lottery prize.
Right? It, like, man, should have fucking waited.
Yeah, if you get on your knees in front of this hole, you will get communion. Just open your mouth and close your eyes. It is what we call the glory hole. You will repent here.
It's just, yeah, I know, dude. Like fucking brainless idiots. Like how the like, come on, man. Like think it through a little bit more. And it was kind of brainless idiots. Kind of reminds me of my fucking time in Vegas is recently. That shit is not what I fucking remember it being pre-pandemic.
Really?
I had to go out there for the
High
martial arts,
times?
yeah, high times, yeah, the high temps. It was 112 all fucking all trip, like between 110 and 112.
Yep, that's
When
my life.
the wind blew, it felt like somebody took a hair dryer and just put it in your face on high. It's the downtown, the Fremont Street experience shit. That was my shit pre-pandemic. Like the suites were cheap. You could stay there for a week for like 300-400 bucks, and every hotel had a buffet. There were smoking rooms. The prices for the prices for food and drink were nowhere near what they were on the strip. And so now I go back out there a few weeks ago, and no smoking in any of the hotel rooms. The casino, like the areas where you can smoke, they're smaller, and there's areas of casinos now, even like especially on the strip, where you can't smoke at all, even like in front of slot machines, which I thought that was like really super weird. I've never seen that in Vegas, but like fuck, it is what it is, one of the many things. So food and drinks more expensive now. The buffets are gone. There's only one buffet that's still around downtown anyways, and it's only open like a couple days a week, and not even a fucking bunch of lunch at Shakey's. So I was like super disappointed already. And then I get there on Sunday, stayed at the Golden Nugget, and only Claim Jumper was open. They have all these like nice baller ass restaurants, and they closed at like 9, 9:30, or they weren't open at all. And so yeah, it, like Claim Jumper, and that's just because we've walked around to the different like casinos and hotels that are around, and yeah, nothing. It was like White Castle was open. The Heart Attack Grill was open,
Oof.
but they opened for whatever reason, instead of using the AC, they opened all the fucking big door like windows. And so it was like all outdoor seating inside the restaurant. And we walked in there, we're like, oh hell no, I'm not gonna eat in 112 degrees. Fuck that.
God dang.
So
Quick
even
question. Quick
yeah.
question. I'll let you get on here. But that buffet that was open, did it look like the buffet from the Vegas Vacation with Clark Griswold? No, Clark, only one plate. That, it's cheaper that way. And then you get the blue ambrosia, the pink ambrosia, the yellow ambrosia, and crab legs that were pieced together with pate meat that was just kind of morphed into it.
The Yelp pictures were not doing it any justice. I'll say that much.
Mines continue on. Heart Attack Grill.
The Heart Attack Grill is 100 degrees inside there too, so we
Ugh.
weren't gonna fucking eat there. Went
Right.
over to Pizza Rock, which I love Pizza Rock. Fucking too late. Get there at like 9:45. We close in 15 minutes. I'm like, nah, I'll take my food without spit. Sorry.
I heard 15 minutes and get to cooking some pie.
That fucking there was somebody there was there arguing the point. I'm like, you really must want your food spit in. And I'm like, whatever. And so we looked at the fucking pizza to go line, the slurs by the slice, and that shit was out the door. And I'm like, nope, not doing that either.
Yep. That Parmesan cheese was a little special cheese from Munda.
And it was a little early in the night for White Castle, so we didn't do that either.
Okay.
Yeah, ended up at Claim Jumpers, which is cool, but there's no gambling inside the restaurant now, so that made it a little like less fun because we've eaten there before, but then like done like Keno. And so we're like eating and like fucking playing Keno. And like, actually, I don't know why, but I'm pretty good at Keno. Just get lucky, I guess. But so that's gone. So another fucking thing that was like, well, this is bullshit.
Well,
But
I had Claim Jumper out here in Arizona in the past, and it really didn't, really pull me in. It wasn't that delicious. Was it okay over there in Vegas?
yeah, the food was, like it was good. It was like it's a chain restaurant, so you it's not everything's like the menu's the same everywhere kind of place.
Okay. Yeah, because I remember, we've had our outings together, whatnot in the past, and you make a mean tri-tip. I had tri-tip at Claim Jumpers, and I nearly threw up one day. So
Yeah,
just
no.
saying.
I played it safe and it was super hot, so it was hard to fucking it was hard to eat. Like it's like I felt hungry, but then like you the food gets in front of you and it's still like hot and you're like, ah. So I was like, fuck it, let me see what the salad is. And so I got the fucking chicken Caesar double chicken. And so and they were skimpy on the double. I'm like, motherfuckers. No Keno and stingy with the chicken. Got it. And so then live entertainment was used to be like super on point at all the outside stages. And that took a dip too. Not I didn't see as many live bands playing. I saw a lot of like DJs or like people playing music and then just like doing dance routines, which I mean it's cool on its own, but like the stage is set up for like live music, and so a lot of that shit was not there. All the bums that they chased off of the strip and all the street performers are fucking downtown now, so I may as well have been fucking partying in downtown LA. That was like, oh, this is bullshit. I'm like blatantly just coming up, fucking palms to the sky, asking, can I get some money? I'm like, yeah, we got a job.
You can get some money. Not for me, though.
Yeah, go ask that motherfucker. Go ask that bitch for
Shit, you might as well went down to the Mexican Barrio and got some tacos that night.
some money. And then the fucking people that come up to you trying to get you to go to shows and shit, like when you walk up and I'm like, yo, man, come on, no autographs, no pictures right now. I'm just trying to go to Walgreens. Give me a break. And he was like, he starts laughing. I'm like, nah. And then the wife's like, no, it's okay, thanks for not interested. I'm like, you can tell I'm not interested already. And so we just kept walking. She's like, you don't have to be a dick. I'm like, I don't have to be,
I
but
want to
I'm
be.
like, but it's 112 and I'm like, he's annoying me. So it is what it is.
Oh my gosh, man. That's my life though on the daily out here, 112 during the day. At nighttime, just as bad sometimes. There's a lot of places to go. And when you live in this lifestyle out here in Arizona, you learn to get by with that type of heat. You're not there. Visiting to from LA to Vegas, I could understand wholeheartedly your mindset, and that's normal, dude.
It was like being in a cast iron skillet in a wood burning oven on the surface of the sun.
Exactly. But you know what? You learn to live with AC, and then when you go out, you learn to live with the heat, and you just mix and pick and choose what you're going to do and have your idea in your head of what you're going to do and how to get from heat to cold so you could stay cool throughout the rest of the day and not let it affect you.
Fuck that.
Dude, my truck broke down at work a few weeks ago.
Oh.
And I got a jump start on it from a coworker, well, not coworker, but someone I knew worked for the company that I was at, and was able to get the truck started, right? And then I turned it off, not thinking, and I turned it back on. It wouldn't start again. So I go to the security guards, and they're like, "Oh, we don't jump people's cars anymore because it could damage a vehicle, and then we're liable." And I looked at him like, "You're fucking dick." So I got back in my truck, and this 50-year-old overweight guy pushed his truck backwards, pushed it forward by rotating the wheel, pushed it to about 5 miles an hour, jumped in, and pop started the clutch because I got a manual transmission and drove to get a new battery. Got the new battery, installed the new battery, and got the truck running just fine, all in 112-degree weather.
I remember having to jump pop start the car, like car, a couple cars that I had back in the day, but just like, I can't imagine doing that shit in 112. Like I barely wanted to walk around. Like I could feel like I made the mistake of wearing the fucking flip flops like for like 20 minutes, and I'm like, fuck that. We gotta go
Your
back.
feet are skirt steak at that point.
Oh dude, like I felt like I was cooking, like I was sweating in places I didn't know I could fucking sweat out of. It was fucking oh, it was gnarly, man. I'm like, I don't know how people can do this. I'm like, this shit is not for me. Like, nope.
Dude, man, it's a good thing I wasn't with you because I would have pissed you off walking through that heat, not fazing me none, and you looking at me like, what the
The cops in full sleeves, full body armor, like fucking walking around. I'm like, damn, dude, this is fucking, that's how the fuck are you like not passing the fuck out? Like,
It's literally less hot wearing full uniform and long sleeve shirts with cool effects inside of them than it is to be out there in a regular shirt and shorts. You're emitting so much wasted water from, evaporation by doing that. But if you're all clothed up and even with the body armor that they have, you tend to fare a lot better.
it makes your own ecosystem. You're like your own rainforest cafe.
Hey, did you hear that chirping? Yeah, it's from my jungle downstairs. There's a lot of moisture going on there.
Just go, man. Just go. So
Oh.
that's okay. So then, on top of the heat, and then I was a little disappointed in the shark feeding. There, Golden Nugget has the water slide that goes through the middle of the shark tank. So these fucking, they just feed them big chunks of fucking cut up fish, and the sharks just kind of lazily swim like in a circle and like Pac-Man it, and then fucking go like just get back in line basically. And it's like those Japanese restaurants where the fucking the plates come around on the little plate. It's like it's a reverse, like the food stays stationary and the people just the fish just revolve around it. Waited in line for 20 minutes to see that. It was 99 degrees at 9:30 in the morning, and the water was just slightly cooler than the air. And so like I would get out and it'd be like, oh, this is nice for like 20 seconds, and then it's like, now I'm completely dry and I'm hot again.
Then you go back into that lukewarm water to feel a little bit cool, but it's not really cool affecting. And then you get back out to do the cool effect again, and then you're dry again and overheating.
The coolest thing about that whole thing is when I went to an area where there was a lot of people, and the temperature of the water was basically about the same as the air. It felt like it was floating. Like I was like it wasn't in water. Like I was just kind of floating there.
No,
And
you weren't in water. You were in urine.
probably, I wouldn't doubt it. That pool was very chlorinated. I will say
You
that.
know what they say, man. When you smell that chlorine in the air, that's the
There was this dude, because it was Shark Week, the start of Shark Week, there was a dude that worked at the hotels with a lifeguard that was in this fucking huge fucking shark costume running around like handing out plastic sharks to everybody that was there. But again, 99 degrees already at 9:30 in the morning, and this dude is in a full-on fucking shark costume.
You
I'm
should
like,
have totally went Encino Man on him and just run past it, slapping his head and chasing him around, goosing him and whatnot.
well, no, he had a fucking entourage. Like there was people around him. They were like fucking, like, 'cause he was just tossing like fucking things to people, but they weren't letting people like get like near him, like except for like a picture. But like otherwise, they like now they're like, all right, move.
Hey man, can I pose for a picture? Sure, what are you expecting? Well, I want the shark to enter me. What? I'll bend over at the hips and let the shark just act like he's entering me. Please, I want to get fucked by a shark. There's kids around here, sir. And
So yeah, like I don't know how that fucker wasn't passing out. I'm like, fuck yeah, hopefully he gets hazard pay.
when you watch Dune, right? They got that recirculating air moisture thing so they can keep the moisture inside.
And
Oh, man.
so yeah, it just it yeah, and it wasn't the same as what I remember it being back in the day, and it was disappointing because I'm like, this Now I gotta find a new vacation spot. You know,
Right.
like this, that was my go-to. So I was like, this is, that fucking bummed me out. And then the fucking tournament started that I went out there for, and I'm in the fucking in one of the tests, and ended up fucking slipping on the carpet and pulling my groin like halfway through and getting excused by the head of the organization, like in front of everybody. I'm like, damn
Balls.
it. So all in all, Vegas wasn't like quite the experience I remember it being. I guess it could have been.
All I heard from you is that next Rice and Beans podcast vacation is going to be in Thailand.
Yeah. Why not? Fuck
Yeah, you know where we're going? We're going to Bangkok.
it.
Not
Turnstile sideways.
damn straight. It's not just for the sound of the city.
At least I wasn't there during the Olympics, because that would have fucking
Oh,
sucked. There was already enough motherfuckers there,
yep.
and I can just imagine what it would have been like fucking being there like now, and it still is just as hot, and there's still just
Well,
as many fucking probably more people. So yeah, hell no, I cannot imagine being there during the Olympic Games. Would have been cool to like be there to see some of the boxing shit though, like.
oh my God, if we're having a rather mannish season, if you know what I'm talking about. I mean, women on the rise are looking more like men than they ever have. And not to say that, some masculinity is not feminine on certain women, but oh my gosh, the Algerian boxer, Imane Khalif, I believe that's how you say her name. That is
Abdullah?
full, yeah, exactly. That is full woman, dude. And she beat the shit out of the Italian boxer in the first few seconds, made her cry, question her femininity, and bowed out of the match, effectively giving her the win to move on.
The last guy that hit her that hard was her husband.
And he was Sicilian.
Right? And she asked him about his business.
Maybe he was Iranian, one or the other.
But yeah, lots of fucking uproar about that one. A lot of question, lot of fucking question dodging on
Yeah.
the part of the like the spokesperson for that did say something, when the media brought it to the attention during a press conference. Joe Rogan chimed in on it right away.
Yep.
A bunch of fighters had were chiming in on it. Adesanya was like, a man shouldn't be fighting a woman. Plus, he couldn't even finish her off. So I was like, I laughed at that one because that was like a roast.
Well, I mean, it all came back conclusive from tests from officials. She is a woman. She identifies as a woman too. So if you want to get pronouns straight, on top of that, she just built like a man. Sometimes men are built like women, sometimes women are built like men. They're still the sexuality that they are. But I don't see a fault in this because I thought it was all pro, everybody can do what they wanted to. If she was a man and identified as a woman, then couldn't she have gotten a gold as a woman fighting in boxing? I thought that was what we were doing, equality. Everybody's happy for everybody else, right?
That's what, like, there's those Jake Paul memes that came out with him in a wig and with makeup on, and it says Jake Paul training for the 2028 games.
That even goes back to Mike Tyson when he wanted to re-enter boxing and put on a wig. That was funny as shit.
I
Oh
just
my
grow my hair out.
gosh.
They won't know it's me.
Then you look at the women rugby match, USA, Yona Mayer. Man, I tell you what, you could see femininity in that face, but you also see a ridge line that could crack a rock.
Like China's sister.
Oh my God, she could break China on her back if she wanted to. She's huge, man. God, if she grabbed your dick, she would snap it off at the base, and your name would be Bobbit forevermore.
That was Deuce Bigelow. That's a huge
It to
bitch.
the But I tell you what, she wears lipstick on the field to show her femininity, and she is a lady through and through. I've been watching a lot of interviews that she's had, for the sport, and she is such a wonderful person just by, her interview. You can tell they're not asking her too many questions, and the way she, carries herself and speaks about, the sport and people around her, she's just a good person. But You know, if you watch her beat the shit out of other women, you're like, God damn, don't get in a fight with her.
On the plus side, she probably doesn't have teeth.
Oh my gosh, man. I'm not going to try to find that one out because she'd break me in half.
Yeah, man, crazy shit. Like the some of my favorite like video recaps were the ones where they did the side by side with the stiff arm with her and Derrick Henry.
Oh God, man. WWE quality right there.
Oh man, that shit was fucking hilarious. Like the it was like, so you see the fuck the rugby and then fucking the fucking Titan uniform and the fucking stiff arm and fucking it like you see the both players' feet leave the fucking ground and I'm like, oh shit.
I just want her to stand over one of those dead bodies going, "Can you smell what this bitch is
Oh man, dear. Oh, with that the karate tournament, I saw
Yeah.
a kid, one of the finishers. I swear to God, me and my training partner looked at each other like, did he just drop the people's elbow on this kid?
Did you hear someone yell from the stands, "Finish him"?
The only thing that would have made it better is if he would have like taken off the fucking armband and thrown that and then dropped the fucking elbow. But yeah, like it was a self-defense routine that they had worked up. And so yeah, the last hit was him dropping a fucking elbow, but it looked like the people's elbow. So I'm like, yeah, we instantly looked at each other like, did he just drop the people's elbow on this guy?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And
Simone Biles won gold.
surprise, surprise.
Yeah, the twisties are gone, man. She's no longer twisting.
She's married to a Chicago Bears player. Go Bears.
Just wanted to bring that up.
Might be the only win we get all season, so I'll take
We'll tell the
it.
people, do tell, because there's a lot of people who listen that are NFL fans.
So, the Hall of Fame game
Okay, so we'll move on.
21-17 because of lightning.
Yeah, you're just all giddy about that, aren't you?
When Percy Jackson is a fucking Bears fan.
That's hilarious. Going into the medal standings, US with 12 golds for a total of 53 medals, including silver
America,
and bronze, of
fuck
course.
yeah.
China has 16 golds, though. So they're doing four better than us, and that was because of the debts that we owe to China, so they had to collect on gold.
Debt paid. Two birds.
Yeah, man. So yeah, we're falling in the, or we're not falling in the standings. I shouldn't say that. But France is up there with 41 total. China at 36, and Great Britain at 32, 24 Australia. Can you guess how many medals Russia has? You're right. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
It's just nutty, man. I mean, when you look at these medal standings, you've seen some of these countries starting to rise up. It's really awesome to see that, you know, these sports are being attuned to with different countries and seeing their standings going on. But, you know, USA is falling really, really behind on a lot of things because we're fat and obese now.
The boxing, we're me and some a couple of dudes in the house band were checking it out yesterday, the recaps and one a couple of solid matches, but oof, like we watched that USA ver the heavyweights or the super heavyweights, the USA versus Italy, and ooh, that was not a good outing.
Yeah.
So then everybody's like, "What well, did you check out the taekwondo and the judo stuff?" And I'm like, "We can do that now." And surprise, surprise, Japan took a gold in judo again.
Yep.
I'm like, "Well, that's where they invented the shit." So kind
Is
of,
it?
yeah.
Or maybe they did.
In the colleges, is a sport to tone down the first karate that came out of Okinawa, so they wanted to do it in
That's what I
Tokyo.
was going to talk about. Ralph Macchio now is going to actually learn more of the Okinawa style karate. So he will be the karate old man now.
Good luck to him. That was the first style that I studied, and it is rough, I will say
Yeah.
that. Like if you don't have a high pain tolerance, that style perhaps is not for you. kind
Do you
of
have
like.
to like crane kick off a wooden post at the sea? Try practice on a wooden boat? Do you have to paint fesses and wax on, wax off, all that shit too?
No, you gotta really like repetition and like contact.
What type of contact are we talking with? Mouth to balls, hands to butts, what?
There's like the forearm, like you basically smash each other in the forearm with your forearm over and over and over and over again. Like,
Oh, kickboxing.
kick each other in the thigh, punch each other in the stomach over and over and over again.
I was watching a video where someone was taking a wooden katana and going to hit a thigh, in preparation, for a show. And this person hits almost the knee and slides off the shin and smacks the foot.
Oh.
Oh, we'll talk about that pain.
So yeah, it's good luck to him. It's good if you can take it, but yeah, it's not for everybody. I will say that.
Yeah.
But like that's it. That's interesting. He's gonna like go for it, because I know they had been doing some more. I already had been doing some more training, trying to really. Not just be like a fucking poser. But I did, that's new. I didn't know that he was gonna try the original karate, so good luck to him.
He's looking young for 61 or 62 or something like that. So pretty interesting that he's learning more karate and saying, he's going to do more kicking like that. Karate Kid.
All right, guys. Well, we are coming up on our time for this episode. Thanks for tuning in. Season 7 winding down, but season 8 about to get recorded, and we're still going to be here with some pop-up episodes, and they'll be on the normal platforms. New thing, we if you are checking out podcasts on YouTube, you can now check us out on YouTube's podcast section. We're there as well as the videos. You can still head on over to the riceandbeanscast.com site and check out the videos, and you can catch up on past seasons there. Everything from season 1 through our current season is there. So if you want to go back and check out some stuff that we talked about in like previous seasons, or the things that we're referencing, all the episodes are there. Many of the if you go to the blog section, the descriptions are still there, so you can read through and see which one you're looking for. So.
Also, we're on Facebook. Check us out. Dropping funny meme posts on there. We're also on Threads. We're tracking really good on there. You don't have to listen to the whole show. But if you
Yes, you
do,
do.
okay. Well, maybe you do. But if you like 5 minutes of the show and watching some good funnies that we post, by all means. And you don't have to say, follow us or like us. But if you see us on there, just say
Fuck that. Follow us and like us. Hit that subscribe button. Smash on
Yeah, we'll
that
spread our butt cheeks just for you for entry. Just remember, the good times will come, they will go. We will always be here for the show. Rice and Beans Podcast, Season 7, almost up. It will come around before you know it.